在使徒保罗的时代还没有飞机。
During the time of Apostle Paul, there were no airplanes.
所以他们长途的旅行常常是利用海上的，用搭船。
So whenever they needed to go on a long journey, they needed to take a ship.
所以保罗的旅行传道的交通工具常常是靠着这个船只。
And so as he preached during his missionary journey, he often relied on ships to carry him.
在当时这种旅行方式好像是唯一的而且是又辛苦 又危险。
This mode of transportation was the only choice and it was very dangerous.
所以保罗在描述他传道的辛苦里头有这样的一句话说遇到海上的危险。
So when he recounted his experience while preaching the gospel, he recalled an incident where he was shipwrecked.
那对海上危险的遭遇描述的最详细的应该是《使徒行传》的27章、28章。
In particular, he described an incident where he was shipwrecked in Acts chapter 27, 28.
那也是《使徒行传》的结尾。
And that was also the concluding chapters of the book of Acts.
照着《使徒行传》一开始的描述，那个结尾跟开始的描述是互相呼应的。
And we see that there are similarities between the beginning chapters and the ending chapters of the book of Acts.
因为主耶稣吩咐门徒说要将福音从耶路撒冷传到地极。
Lord Jesus instructed the disciples to preach the gospel from Jerusalem to the end of the earth.
根据一些圣经学家，他们说当时他们所谓的地极就是指着罗马。
And according to biblical scholars, the end of the earth at that time was the city of Rome.
所以这个传福音的保罗到了罗马，那使徒行传也就结束了。
And that is why once Paul reached the city of Rome, the book of Acts also concluded.
那保罗那一次前往罗马呢？是以囚犯的身份到罗马。
Paul reached Rome as a prisoner.
因为他也借着这样子来保护自己。
Because he was a prisoner, he was protected.
因为囚犯就会有罗马的兵丁带着他们保护着他们。
Because he was a prisoner, he had Roman soldiers to be with him and to protect him.
因为当时有一些人很恨恶保罗传扬耶稣的福音，所以他们立志要杀掉保罗。
There were many people who hated the gospel that Paul preached, and they determined to kill Paul.
所以当时做传道人真的是，真的是很辛苦，很危险。
From this, we can see that the preachers of the time had a very difficult time in life.
因为保罗是罗马的公民，所以他有那个权力上告到这个该撒的面前。
Because Paul was a Roman citizen, he had the right to appeal to Caesar.
所以他说他要上告到该撒。
So he said that he wanted to appeal to Caesar.
所以因为这样子他被送到这个罗马去。
For this reason, he was transported to Rome.
那一个过程就是很多的时候是坐船。
And through his journey there, he was on many ships.
那我们也知道，保罗到了罗马，虽然他是囚犯的身份，但是他被容许拥有部分的自由。
Once Paul reached Rome, even though he was a prisoner, he also possessed some rights and freedom.
他不是关在监牢里他是在这个一个租来的房子里头。
He was did not live in a jail, but he lived in a rented house.
那有罗马的兵丁看着他，跟他在一起。
And there were Roman soldiers assigned to him to watch over him.
而且保罗可以自由的来接待人。
And Paul was free to receive visitors.
我们请看《使徒行传》二十八章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 28.
28:30.
Verse 30. Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him.
31节。
31, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him.
哦，所以是囚犯，但是呢，他还是可以传福音。
Paul was a prisoner, but he was allowed to preach the gospel.
那照着这种推论啊，甚至有那个看守他的罗马兵丁啊，也来信耶稣。
By inference, we can say that the Roman soldiers that watched over him also came to believe.
哦，那今天我们重点放在到罗马的过程当中，在海上所遇到的危险。
Today we're going to focus on the journey, that he took on the sea.
哦，他能够到达罗马，所以意思就是在海上的危险当中，神保护了他。
By the simple fact that he was able to reach Rome, it shows that God protected him throughout his journey.
哦，那从详细的描述过程里头呢，让我们发现神的保护啊是多重的保护。
And by the detailed descriptions of his journey, we can tell how much God protected him.
哦，这个27章的14节到41节用很长的篇幅啊来描写这一个事件。
And so what happened has been recorded in Acts chapter 27 from verses 14 to 41.
第一个层面看到的就是在这个海上的风暴当中，保罗得到保护。
On a superficial level, we see how Paul was protected through storms in the sea.
好，我们请念14节，27章14节。
Let's read Acts chapter 27 verse 14. But not long after, a tempestuous headwind arose called Euroclydon.
这里说他们船出发没有多久就遇到了狂风。
It says that not long after they set sail, they encounter a tempestuous storm.
哦，这是一种自然的灾害。
This was a natural disaster.
哦，那无论是以前现在，这种自然的灾害，有时候它那个力量真的是大到让人想象不到，甚至害怕。
This type of natural disaster is so amazing and is astounding to us today, just as it was years before.
那请念16节。
Verse 16. And running under the shelter of an island called Clauda, we secured the skiff with difficulty.
17节。
Verse 17, when they had taken it on board, they used cables to undergird the ship, and fearing lest they should run aground on the Syrtis sands, they struck sail and so were driven.
18节。
Verse 18, and because we were exceedingly tempest-tossed, the next day they lightened the ship.
19节。
Verse 19, on the third day we threw the ship's tackle overboard with our own hands.
20节。
Verse 20, now when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up.
哦，这个是大家要出发前所没有想象的那么大的这种风暴。
This is the type of storm that no one had anticipated before setting sail.
哦，那我们看到这些水手啊，他们很努力的想要来保护大家。
By this description, we can see that the sailors tried their very best to protect all on board.
哦，所以他们把船上的货物啊抛到海里去。
So they began to lighten the ship by throwing things overboard.
哦，那觉得还是没办法，甚至把船上的一些用具啊也抛到海里。
And they really couldn't control the situation, so they started to throw all kinds of things overboard.
哦，那我想船上的其他的旅客啊，大家也一起努力的要来保全这个生命。
I believe all the passengers on the ship also try and work their hardest to save everyone's life.
哦，但是看起来他们这一次啊，真的是会丧失啊，可能会丧失生命。
But it seemed that all of them would lose their lives this time.
哦，在那种情况之下，大家很紧张，也顾不得吃东西。
And so under this circumstance, everyone was very nervous and they didn't eat anything.
哦，虽然没有吃东西，但是不晓得哪里来的力量，大家还是在那边奋斗着。
Even though they had not eaten, they had the strength to continue fighting the storm.
那保罗也在这一条船上。
Paul was on the same ship.
那保罗渐渐的来表现出他对整条船的人的关心跟影响。
And Paul showed his concern for everyone on board.
我们请念二十二节。
Let's read verse 22. And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship.
当时候大家最要紧的是什么？不是那些货物，是生命。
What everyone cared about the most was everyone's life.
大家最担心的是什么？不是货物，是恐怕丧失生命。
They did not care about the cargo that they carry, but they fear for their lives.
在这非常紧张，在这种很紧张、很绝望的当中，保罗站出来，来安慰他们。
It is under this type of circumstance that Paul stepped forward to encourage, comfort everyone.
说不用害怕，而且保罗说你们的生命不会失落任何一个。
He assured them that no loss of life among you.Will happen.
为什么保罗能够说这么大的话呢？你们不会丧失生命。
Why is it that Paul had the confidence to say such words to them?
二十三节。
In verse 23, for there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve.
二十四节。
Verse 24, saying, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you."
因为保罗有从神那里来的指示。
Paul had received revelation from God.
神也是叫保罗说你不用害怕。
God said to Paul, do not be afraid.
那神也应许保罗说你一定会在该撒的面前。
God also promised Paul that he would appear before Caesar.
而且这整条船的人我都赐给你了。
In addition, all the lives on the same ship, were granted to him.
就是这整条船的人都要从你的身上来看到神的恩典，神的作为。
In other words, all of those on the ship will see the glory and grace of God through Paul.
在那种害怕、混乱的情况里头，有保罗这一个人站出来讲这样的话。
And Paul was able to step forward to say these words during such difficult time.
因为他有从神那里来的指示。
Because he had received direct revelation from God.
本来这条船应该是船长来指挥所有的事情。
We know that normally the captain should be the one out to instruct the members of the crew of the ship.
尤其在这紧张混乱当中。
Especially in times of danger and chaos.
但是我想如果我们是船长的话，在那个时候我们也不知道该怎么办。
But we can imagine also that if we were the captains, we probably would not know what to do either.
我们有那个责任来指挥整条船。
Even though we have the responsibilities to direct the crew members of the ship.
但是我们发现说，在这样的一个环境里头，我们做不了什么。
But we also find out at the same time that we cannot do anything under the circumstance.
现在有保罗站出来。
But now Paul is able to step forward.
我如果是那个船长，我很自然就让保罗来指挥一切。
If I were the captain, I would allow Paul to encourage everyone on the ship.
因为保罗对他所拜的神是很确定的。
Because Paul was very sure of the God whom he worshipped.
我们请跳过看三十节。
Let's skip to verse 30. And as the sailors were seeking to escape from the ship, when they had let down the skiff into the sea, under pretense of putting out anchors from the prow.
三十一节。
31. Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, unless these men stay in the ship, you cannot be saved.
三十二节。
Verse 32, then the soldiers cut away the ropes of the skiff and let it fall off.
33.
Verse 33, and as the day was about to dawn, Paul implored them all to take food, saying, today is the 14th day you have waited and continue without food and eaten nothing.
34.
Verse 34, therefore I urge you to take nourishment, for this is for your survival, since not a hair will fall from the head of any of you.
在那个混乱的当中大概谁也不晓得谁在做什么事情。
during a chaotic time such as this, no one knew what he was doing.
那这个水手本来他们是船上的工作人员，他们必须要这个保护整条船的人的生命。
The sailors were the workers on the ship, and it was their responsibilities to protect all members of the ship.
但是在这种危急的情况里头。
But under such dangerous circumstance,
我们也看到人性的那种自私很自然的就会跑出来。
We observe that the self, we observe the selfishness of mankind.
这些水手看情况已经没有办法挽回。
The sailors observed that they were not able to save the situation.
他们不管其他的人的生命了，我的生命要紧。
They decided to save their own lives and disregard the lives of others.
别人都不晓得这些水手现在正怀着这种不好的念头。
The others didn't realize the evil intent that these sailors had.
但是保罗他很镇静，他看出来了。
But Paul was very calm. He was able to observe their intention.
所以他对那个带着罗马兵丁的百夫长说，阻止这些水手做这些事情。
So he told the centurion, overseeing all the soldiers, to stop the sailors from doing what they were doing.
这些人这里在三十三节说，他们已经几乎十四天都没有什么吃东西了。
According to verse 33, they had not eaten for 14 days.
所以三十四节保罗说，你们要吃东西。
And verse 34 is Paul instructed them to eat something.
所以三十五节保罗就祝谢了，先感谢神，然后把食物分给他们。
In verse 35, Paul gave thanks to God in the presence of them all, and then distributed the food.
因为他们还是要用自己的力量来帮助帮助自己。
Because they were trying to use their own strength to save themselves.
所以保罗说，你们要吃，因为这关乎你们的生命。
So Paul said to them, you need to eat because you're eating for your survival.
在平常我们都知道吃是很重要的。
We know that eating is very important.
在危急的时候，我们甚至就顾不得吃了。
But when it is dangerous, we sometimes forget to eat.
所以在危急的时候，人很容易忘记了。不知道去做重要的事情。
When we face danger, we often forget to do what's most important.
因为人的心里会很慌乱。
Because our hearts are troubled.
所以有神真的很好。
So it is truly good to have God.
因为有神，所以在会慌乱的时候，仍然能够很镇静。
Because we have God, whenever we encounter a chaotic situation, we can remain calm.
很镇静里头就不会忽略了重要的事情。
Because we're calm, we will not neglect what's important.
那在这个风暴的当中，保罗很肯定的知道神跟他同在。
Throughout this tempest, Paul realized that God was with him.
所以因为有保罗，所以也帮助了整条船的人。
And because of Paul, everyone was saved or helped.
所以我们不要忽略我们，不要小看我们自己。
We should not look down on ourselves.
如果我们真的是一个基督徒，真的是神的儿女。
If we are a true Christian or a true child of God.
神总是跟我们同在。
God is with us always.
我们在团体里头，因为有神的同在，所以我们是很重要的。
Because God is with us, we are an important member in.In the group that we're in.
相信以后这些人在想起那一场灾害他们一定会想到，好在当时有保罗这一个人。
I believe that everyone on the ship would have looked back to the time and remember Paul. He was a very different kind of person.
纵然不一定人都有这样子的敏感性。
Even though not everyone has this type of sensitivity.
但是我们相信很多时候是因为有我们在场，所以全体的人都蒙恩。
But there are many times the group that we're in is blessed because we're there.
这是第一层面的神的保护，从自然的灾害当中来保护我们。
So this is the first level of protection that God provided, which is from natural disaster.
那水手仍然留在船上，但是那个风暴，那个情况还是一样。
The sailors remained on the ship, but the storms had not turned.
哦，到最后他们必须要放弃这一条船。
At the end, they needed to give up the ship.
哦，这是记载在37节到41节。
And this is recorded in verse 37 to verse 41.
那这一条船有这个罗马的兵丁。
There were Roman soldiers on the ship.
那这些罗马兵丁的任务啊，就是要带一些囚犯到罗马去。
The responsibility of the Roman soldiers were to watch over some prisoners to Rome.
哦，他们必须要把这些人，这个好好的带到罗马。
They were supposed to guard the prisoners and bring them to Rome.
哦，最重要的是不能够让他们逃脱了。
What's most important is that they could not let any of them escape.
哦，尤其如果这当中有那重刑犯的话。
Especially, there were criminals among them.
哦，所以一般来讲啊，政府会给他们一个特别的权力。
So the government gave them authority.
哦，在某些情况之下，他们可以把犯人给杀了。
To kill some prisoners under, certain extreme circumstances.
哦，如果在啊、哦，就是说，如果犯人可能逃脱的话，他们可以杀了犯人。
For example, if the prisoners were given a chance to escape, they were authorized to go ahead and kill them.
好，我们请念42节。
Let's read verse 42. And the soldiers' plan was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim away and escape.
哦，因为他们必须要弃船啊，抛弃这个船啊，然后游到一个有陆地的地方。
The plan at the time was for them to abandon ship and to swim to shore.
哦，那这个是如果囚犯要逃跑的话，这是一个好机会。
And it was a very good opportunity for the prisoners to escape.
哦，与其让囚犯逃跑，不如把他们杀了。
So it was better for them to kill the prisoners before they had a chance to escape.
哦，那保罗是在这囚犯当中的一个。
But Paul was among the prisoners.
哦，虽然他不是所谓的重刑犯。
Even though he was not a criminal.
哦，但是兵丁可能把所有的都杀了。
It's possible that the soldiers, would not make a distinction between them and could have killed him.
我们请念43节。
In verse 43, but the centurion, wanting to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that those who could swim should jump overboard first and get to land.
但是这个当时的啊，这个最高的啊，这个百夫长啊，他为了要救保罗，所以他不允许兵丁杀囚犯。
The highest commanding officer at the time was the centurion. He wanted to save Paul, so he forbid the soldiers to kill prisoners.
哦，所以神对保罗第二层的保护，就是从兵丁的手中来救出保罗。
Therefore, the second level of protection that God provided was to save him out of the hands of the soldiers.
哦，有时候我们所受到的伤害啊，不一定是从自然来的，很多的时候是从人来的。
We know nowadays we may suffer harm not only from natural disasters, but most of the time we suffer from harm from other people.
哦，这个啊、敬拜神的人呢、啊，有时候啊，会成为那个无辜的受害者。
Those who worship God can become victims at times.
尤其在保罗那一个时代的基督徒，他们常常成为无辜的受害者。
This is especially true for the Christians at the time of Paul. They were often the scapegoats.
哦，比如说在这个历史的记载里头，罗马皇帝啊，他放火烧罗马城，他把这件事情啊，嫁祸于基督徒。
According to historical records, one of the Roman emperors burned the city of Rome and put blame on the Christians.
那在这里，神保护了保罗。
We see here that God protected Paul.
那其他的囚犯也因为保罗就没有被兵丁所杀。
And because of Paul, the other prisoners were not killed by the soldiers.
那不但这些囚犯，整条船的人都因为保罗，他们都没有丧失生命。
Not only this, the entire ship was saved. The people on the ship were saved.
哦，如果用一个啊，我们常用的字眼，就是说整条船的人都得救了。
In other words, all the people on the ship were saved.
哦，就因为保罗这一个人。
Because of one person, Paul.
哦，其实圣经里头有好多的例子，常常因为一个好人、一个义人，就带给周遭所有的人都得着益处。
We see many examples from the Bible of how one righteous person was able to save an entire group of people.
哦，在创世纪里头，约瑟他是一个义人。
In the Old Testament, we see Joseph. He was a righteous person.
哦，因为约瑟就救了雅各全家的人。
Because of Joseph, the entire household of Jacob was saved.
哦，在出埃及记里头记载着摩西。
There's a person named Moses in the book of Exodus.
哦，好几次神都想要把这些所有的以色列人啊，把他们在旷野就把他们消灭了。
God wanted to destroy the entire tribe of Israel, many times.
啊，就因为这个义人摩西，神没有做这样的事。
But it was because of this one righteous person, Moses, that God relented from his decision.
哦，所以先知书在回忆摩西的时候说。因为摩西保全了所有以色列人的生命。
And so the prophets said in the book, in the books of the prophets, that because of Moses, this person, that the entire nation of Israel was saved.
哦，所以这再一次提醒我们，我们如果是一个义人，那么我们在团体里头是何等的重要。
This reminds us that if we're in a group of people, the fact that we're righteous ourselves is so important.
好，我们再看到二十八章第一节。
Let's turn back to verse 20, chapter 28, verse 1. Now when they had escaped, they then found out that the island was called Malta.
第二节。
Verse 2. And the natives showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and made us all welcome.
第三节。
Because of the rain that was falling and because of the cold. Verse 3. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand.
第四节。
Verse 4. So when the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow to live.
第五节。
Verse 5. But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm.
第六节。
Verse 6. However, they were expecting that he would swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But after they had looked for a long time and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god.
啊，这又是另外一个层面的保护。
This is a protection of yet another level.
啊，那当然这也是一个神迹。
We also know that this is a miracle.
啊，这个当地人啊，最晓得说那个严重性。
The natives were very clear.About the severity of a snake bite.
哦，因为当地人想说，这个保罗啊，他可能会就等一下，啊，他就会这个毒蛇的这个毒液啊，毒性发作，他就会扑倒在地，就会死亡。
The natives had expected Paul to fall down, die of the poisonous venom of the viper.
啊，一开始啊，这些人说，你看，你看，这真的是一个坏人。
So in the beginning, the natives thought that he was a really, truly bad person.
好不容易的从这个海难，这个海上的危险得救了。
The reason being that he had just escaped from the sea.
哦，但是啊，真的是一个坏人，所以啊，你看又被毒蛇咬了。
But because he was an evil person or bad person, that is why he was bit by a snake.
哦，这个判断好像很正确。
It seems that their logic.May have been correct.
哦，但是不适用于保罗的身上。
But it was not fitting for Paul.
哦，那这个蛇常常让人的感觉是啊，是不好的，是邪恶的。
In our mind, snakes are bad creatures or evil creatures.
哦，如果用这样来看
，If we use that assumption,
哦，那么保罗的这件事情也给我们一个很好的提示。
It reminds us of a simple fact.
哦，就是另外一个层面，神对我们的保护，就是保护我们脱离凶恶。
That God is able to save us from temptations and trouble.
这个邪恶常常就会带来伤害，带来凶恶的事情。
Because evil things will bring us harm.
所以，我们祷告文里头，有最后讲到说，救我们脱离凶恶。
That is why in the Lord's Prayer, it includes a section on asking God to lead us from temptation.
Deliver
us from evil.
这个邪恶啊，真的是很真实、很实在的存在我们的周遭。
Because evil is in actual fact everywhere around us.
所以我们真的常常求神帮助我们。救我们脱离凶恶。
So that is why we need to ask God to help us and to deliver us from evil.
因为邪恶所带来的伤害也是非常的严重的。
Because the harm that evil can bring is also very severe.
那真的，神可以帮助我，神可以帮助我们来脱离凶恶。
But God can lead us away from temptation or evil.
那这个最大的凶恶当然是来自于这个邪恶的撒旦。
We know the greatest evil comes from Satan.
那为什么我们很有自信的知道说我们能够脱离这个凶恶？
How can we have the confidence to say that we can be free from evil?
只要我们都像保罗这样子，好好的做一个基督徒。
We can do this by imitating Paul and be a good Christian.
我们会遇到这些凶恶的事情，但是不会受伤害。
We may encounter evil things, but we will not be harmed.
我们请看约翰一书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章第四节。
1 John chapter 4, verse 4.
约翰一书第四章第四节，请念。
First John chapter 4 verse 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
这里说，这个在我们里面的比那个在世界上的更大。
It says that he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
在这个世界上的就是撒旦。
Who is greatest in this world? It is Satan.
在我们里面的就是圣灵，就是神的同在。
Who is the greatest inside us? It is the Holy Spirit, who is God.
在我们里面的就是神的爱。
Who is inside us is the love of God.
在我们里面的就是神的教训，神的话语。
What is inside us are the teachings and the word of God.
这里说在我们里面的比那个在世界上的还要大。
It says here that he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world.
所以真的我们可以像保罗这样子是不受到这个邪恶的伤害。
Like Paul, we can also be saved from evil, the harms of evil.
那当然这些当地人啊，他们预期着保罗会扑倒在地，结果没有。
The natives had expected Paul to fall down dead, but Paul did not die.
所以很自然的反应，这是一个神迹，有神的能力在他们当中了。
So a natural reaction was that they considered this a miracle and that God was among them.
本来这些当地人就已经很怜悯这些遇到船难的人。
The natives had sympathy towards those who encounter shipwreck.
现在有保罗呢，对这些人，这个当地人对整条船的人更好了。
And because of Paul, the natives became even more welcoming to the passengers on the ship.
那因为看到保罗身上有这个神的能力跟作为。
And because they observed the miracle and the workings of God on Paul,
所以保罗对他们的传讲他们就更容易的去领受。
They were even more willing to respond to the words of Paul.
那二十八章的第七节到第十节保罗也在那一个岛上，靠着神的恩典行了一些神迹。
And from verse 7 on, it shows that even on that island, Paul was able to perform several miracles.
所以说从这整个事情里头啊，啊，我们也看到三件事情。
So throughout this description, we see three truths.
啊，第一个就是得救。
The first is salvation.
好，在那个海上的危险里头，要紧的就是能够保住生命，能够得救。
During a shipwreck, what's most important is to save one's life.
在这个人生里头，第一件要紧的事情就是我们要得救。
In this life, what's most important is that we want to be saved.
那除了信耶稣的这个层面的得救之外，我们知道在生活当中还有很多层面需要得救。
Besides the level of spiritual salvation, there are also many circumstances in our life that in which we need to be saved.
比如说我们的家庭生活需要得救。
For example, our family life itself needs to be saved.
因为今天有很多破碎的家庭。
There are many broken families in this world.
需要主耶稣的救恩，让他们的家庭，让这个家庭能够得救。
These families need the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ so that their families can be healed.
更大范围来讲，这个社会要得救。
On a greater, broader level, this society has to be saved.
但是最基础的，我们每一个个人，我们要先得救。
But most basically, every single one of us needs salvation.
那得救了之后呢，还要得胜。
After we have been saved, we need to be victorious.
在信仰的道路上面，会有危险，会遇到攻击。
Throughout our journey of faith, we will encounter many dangerous situations.
意思就是说，我们在信仰的道路上面，我们要站立得住，而且继续往前走。
In our journey of faith, we need to be able to stand firm and to continue walking forward.
这个层面就已经就是比这个得救这个层面呢、啊、更深一层，更进一步。
And this step, this process is even more advanced than the beginning stage of salvation.
所以不但要得救，而且要得胜。
We not only need to be saved, we also need to have victory.
然后最后才是得人。救人的灵魂。
And the final step of process is to save lives.
那我们从这件事情里头，我们就看到信仰的这三个层面。
And so from what we share today, we are able to see the three stages or three processes of our faith.
不但得救，而且得胜。
We not only need to be saved, we need to be victorious.
得胜了之后，我们还要去救人。
Once we have victory, we need to go forth and save others.
得着，为主耶稣来得着灵魂。
To save souls for our Lord Jesus Christ.
那因为有那个三个层面的保护。
Because there's three layers of protection of God.
这个自然灾害的保护。
Protection from natural disasters.
人来的灾害的保护。
Man-made disasters.
这个对邪恶的保护。从这个撒旦的攻击的保护
，and protection from the attacks of Satan。
那相信我们很多人都已经得救了，而且正在过得胜的生活。
I believe many of us have been saved, and we also live a victorious life.
所以我们要进入第三个阶段，
we need
要去得人。
We need to enter into the third stage to save others or gain others.
所以我们常常为得人这件事情来祷告。
So we ought to pray often for the work of saving others.
那保罗这个人，他为什么有这么大的恩典？
Why is it that Paul was so gifted?
我们请看《使徒行传》第九章。
I'm sorry.
Acts chapter 9.
Why is it that Paul received such grace?
使徒行传九章十五节。
Acts chapter 9 verse 15. Acts chapter 9 verse 15. But the Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel.
十六节。
Verse 16. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake.
这神已经很清楚的将他的对保罗的旨意、啊、来指示保罗。
This is God's intent for Paul, and he instructed this to him.、
啊、神将他的、啊、对保罗的旨意来告诉保罗。
This is how God gave Paul his instructions for him.
所以保罗啊，他就一直努力的走在这个神的旨意当中。
Because of God's words, Paul strove to walk within the path that God has planned out for him.
保罗走在神要他走的道路上。
God walked on the path that God had planned for him.
那这一条道路就最安全，最有保护。
This path was one that is most well-protected one.
从我们的读圣经，从我们的听道理当中，我们渐渐的会明白神要我们走在怎样的道路上。
Through our reading of the scriptures and our hearing of sermons, we can begin to figure out which path God wants us to walk on.
那我们就努力的来走在神要我们走的道路上。
And with that, we can strive our hardest to walk on this path.
那么我们也一定可以体验到我们走的道路就是最有价值，最有保护的道路。
We will find out that the path that we walk on is one that is the most worthwhile and the one that is most protected by God.
先决的条件，我们愿意顺服。
The prerequisite is that a heart of willingness to submit to God.
这个十六节，神也对保罗说，你为我的名，你会受许多的苦。
In verse 16, it says, For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake.
那保罗他愿意去承担，他愿意顺服的去走。
Paul was willing to submit to God and to walk on this path to endure the suffering.
所以虽然是受许多苦的道路，但是也是充满着恩典恩惠的道路。
Even though it was a path full of sufferings, it was also a path full of the grace and protection of God.
那一种恩典，那一种恩惠是更深刻的，是更有价值的。
And this grace and this protection of God was even more worthwhile and greater.
所以我们从保罗的生活当中，我们实在看到主耶稣的生命在他里头。
And from the life of Paul, we can see how the Lord Jesus worked with him.
我们常常唱那一首诗，让人从我们身上来看到主耶稣。
We often sing a hymn named Let Others See Jesus in You.
那问题是我们是不是能够像保罗他们这样子来顺服神。
Let us examine ourselves and see whether we are able to submit ourselves to God just like Paul did.
好，我们一起唱诗166首。
Let's sing hymn 166.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's sing verses 1 and the last verse.